I would like to welcome you to the Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting dated August 9th, 2023, and the time is 1 o'clock. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Okay. We received a check regarding the opioids settlement, and I would move to adopt resolution number 08092023-113 to approve and accept the National Opioids Settlement FD Trust official check for the amount of $1,656.40.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Was there something special about this check that we needed to accept this by resolution versus any other?
I was just encouraged in the past that if we had to have checks deposited, that we should, and because it was a grant or a resolution, that we should do it. So that's all.
Okay, I just didn't, because we have had these checks before, and I just didn't know if there was something with the settlement versus if there's anything different with this check that I need to know about.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So it goes in the same opioid fund. We're not doing anything different with this.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And then I'd like to make notice of the public meeting. We discussed it at our last meeting, but the August 17th, 2023, 7 p.m. Medina Township regular meeting has been canceled. A special trustee meeting will be held on the same date, August 17th of 2023 at 5 p.m. The meeting will be held at Town Hall, located at the intersection of Huffman and Fenn Roads, 3799 Huffman Road, for regular township business purposes. The public's invited to attend. For information regarding this meeting, please call the Medina Township Secretary at 330-721-1380. I don't really think, well, I make a motion to approve that. Why not?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
I need to stamp this.
Okay.
Too. I forgot. You want to stamp for this too, Chrissy, then, if this is a motion? Isn't this what you did on the meeting then? Wasn't this the same thing? For the special meeting?
Well, the special meeting is just because of the change in time.
Right. But that's what, I thought that's what we did at the August 3rd meeting.
You just never know who's going to ask what.
I'm very confused right now. But yeah, I guess you can't be too safe.
Covering all bases. How's that sound? Yeah. Just in case. Yeah. So many questions come up.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Township business.
Just since we're here, Denny contacted me this morning regarding Martin Moeller had 8.5 hours that he was cashing in for his vacation time. So you'll see that on this payroll.
Okay.
There's the only way, I don't know if you've seen that yet with you know the Road and Bridge Department. Well, I think everybody in the township now, except with the police is a little different obviously, but everybody can carry over that week of vacation time, you know, the 40 hours. And then anything past that, they have to cash in. But if they don't do that by the vacation time, it just rolls off. So what Denny did is took a screenshot showing what the balance was. So he'll just submit that with payroll and just showing what that that 8.5 hours was remaining at that time, and just for the payroll file. So if you can just, I asked him to just submit that to you, and then you just approve it, and it'll, then he can print that out for them.
He did talk to me about that.
Okay.
And it's not something I'd seen much before, so.
That's what I assumed that that was, you know, because it's, it doesn't come off, come up all that often.
Right.
So, and then the lastly, and Chrissy's already working on this, but we had our OCHRMA paperwork come through with, through Bracken Insurance, and they're working on the renewals. Last year, if you remember, the incorrect year-to-date numbers had gotten submitted. They got our final appropriation numbers instead of our year-to-date numbers, and then when we went back and told OCHRMA, they lowered our premium substantially.
Okay.
So Chrissy's going to get the numbers to me. I'll review them before they go to, you know, to Bracken. But
and it's a year-to-date number?
Correct. They, you're right. Not final appropriation. Year-to-date expenditures is what we're looking for. And then there's some other things that they look for, and Chrissy's going to need to get that because that's just something that, these are things at town hall with the full-time employees. Yes. Well, it doesn't go straight to OCHRMA. It goes to our to Bracken Insurance, who is our property and casualty.
Is there a model to follow on how this information is obtained?
Chrissy has the paperwork. I think.
I just need to know that we're okay. I don't want to.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's pretty simple. It's 2 pages, and yeah, she can show that to you. We'll get that back to them. It's due by, I believe, September 6th or September 12th. It's in the email. And then we should have our renewal early in October. And the goal is, if we can get that appropriated, Wendy from OCHRMA last year said they're fine with getting their premium in January, because they do understand with townships in the budgeting that generally you don't make 2 premiums in the same year, you know. So
yeah, while I got you here,
yeah,
because it says here all funds actual expenditures for prior year.
Correct. So that's going to be, because this is 2024, so we're going to give them
2022.
Right, because we haven't done, because we're not going to be done with 2023 yet. So
mm-hmm.
if you have the
22.
Yes, year to date. Just make sure you go to year to date, and I'll check that. That's
so
why I wanted to check
okay,
it off.
So it'll be the appropriation.
Right, in year to date expenditures, just not don't use the final
total appropriation.
Yeah, you don't want to use the final appropriation. You don't want to use the appropriated number. You want to use the year-to-date expenditures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And like I said, I'll check that off for you. But these are the numbers with the part-time and seasonal. You'll have to look that up, because I don't, you know, when I take people off payroll, I won't have that number anymore, you know, with the.
So are these payroll numbers that we're looking at, or what numbers?
No, just not people who we've had on payroll.
Okay.
So yeah, that's going to be, you're going to have easier access to that than I'm going to.
During that time. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
And, so if I have any questions, I'll ask you, but I looked back into it and did some digging around, so yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's just for...
Pretty easy, and I can sign off on or we can do this at the next meeting.
At a meeting?
Yeah, once we get it. So, because we have, I think, 2 meetings before it's due, so.
Okay.
That's all.
You good for now on that, Chrissy?
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing else.
Thank you.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Time is 1:09 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned.
Oh, you got to call roll call.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
It is still 1:09 and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you. You want to go ahead and give her that check, or are we going to deposit?